Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, the sons of Reuben, and they took men. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of that congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" So Korah and his rebellious buddies, they were challenging the authority that Moses and Aaron had. So basically they're saying, just who do you guys think you are? We're just as good as you are. And now back in Numbers chapter 3, God set aside the Levites out of the tribes of Israel for full-time service. They were ordained to take care of the tabernacle and all its implements, as well as the Ark of the Covenant. And only the descendants of Moses and Aaron were allowed to serve as priests. All the priests were Levites, but not all the Levites were priests. The Kohathites, which was the tribe where Korah was in, their duty was to carry the holy things of the tabernacle on their shoulders. They had the burden of transporting these items from place to place whenever the camp moved. So when the Lord said move, they had to pack everything up, and Korah and his clan, they had to pack it up and carry it with them. They weren't too happy with the jobs that they had. Basically, what they were really doing is they were coveting the priesthood. They wanted to be in on that part of it. They weren't happy with what they were doing. Numbers 16:5, Moses, he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, "Tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. That one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him." So Moses responds to these guys basically, okay, let's have a showdown. That's what he was saying. Okay, we'll see who is who. We'll see who the Lord picks. So do this. Take censers. Korah, you and all your company, put fire in them and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourselves, you sons of Levi. In other words, you guys think too much of yourself. Skipping down to verse 18. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of meeting with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." In other words, you know, step back, you know, because I'm gonna wipe these guys out. So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the congregation, saying, 'Get away.'" Let me back up a little bit. Okay. After the Lord said that, Moses and Aaron fell on their faces and said, "O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation?" In other words, because of this guy, you're going to wipe everybody out. Okay. So then the Lord told Moses, saying, "Okay, speak to the congregation, saying, 'Get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram.'" Then Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, "Now depart from the tents of these wicked men. Don't touch anything of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins." So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents with their wives and their sons and their little children. Moses said, "By this shall you know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things, all these works, for I have not done them of my own will. If these men die of natural causes, like everybody does, okay, or if they are visited by common fate, in other words, that they get sick, you know, the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing, And the earth opens up its mouth and swallows them up and all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit or to Sheol or into hell. And you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, the ground did split apart right from under them. The earth opened up in its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households and all the men with Korah and all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. Then the earth closed up over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Then all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. In other words, let's get out of here before the same thing happens to us. And fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. Kind of funny that fire came down and wiped these guys out, just kind of like later on when the prophets of Baal, they were burned up too. Now, if that wasn't enough, all this stuff happening, the very next day, now the congregation rebels. Verse 41. On the next day, all the congregation of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You've killed the people of the Lord." Now, it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared again. Then Moses and Aaron came out before the tabernacle of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from these guys, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, "Go take a censer and put a fire in it from the altar. Put incense on it. Take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun." So another consequence of rebellion. Then Aaron took it, as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the assembly, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put the incense and made atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, so the plague was stopped. Now those who died from the plague were 14,700, besides those who died the day before. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had stopped. We see that God judged those who turned against him in an act of rebellion. But he purified his people. He still had a purpose and a plan, even for the line of Korah. After seven generations, the prophet Samuel arose from that line of Korah. If you want to read it for yourself, the genealogy is recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 31 to 38. The Korahites became doorkeepers and custodians for the tabernacle. You'll read that in Chronicles 9, 19 to 21. So we see that in all of this, God's not going to put up with rebellion. But at the same time, he is merciful. Just as Moses and Aaron stood in the gap, they made atonement for the people. Before we're saved, we're rebellious against God and his commandments. But Yeshua came to stand in the gap for us and make atonement for us. Shabbat Shalom.